The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After entering a boat, Jesus made the crossing and came into his own town. And there, people brought him to a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Courage, child, your sins are forgiven." At this, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." Jesus knew what they were thinking and said, "Why do you harbor evil thoughts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He rose and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were struck with awe and glorified God who had given such authority to men. The Gospel of the Lord. So Jesus, in today's gospel, didn't do anything bad. In fact, he did something very good. He cured a paralytic man and sent him home. But the Pharisees were watching, didn't like what they saw. They didn't like much about Jesus. But when you look at what Jesus did, and how he did it, and the joy and the miracles he brought to those around him, you kind of wonder what the Pharisees were afraid of. They were afraid that Jesus might take things over. You know, they've heard of the Christ, and they thought maybe Jesus is going to raise an army and come in and just kick out the Romans, and it was going to be pandemonium. They had no idea what the Son of God was coming to do. He healed the man because of his faith. What then will Jesus do for us on this day of independence? What out there can be done to be healed? Maybe we have differing political views from some family members or something like that. Maybe there's something else that's gnawing at us. I ask you on this day of independence to be independent and forgive. Allow Jesus to come into your hearts and give you the healing that you need.